Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
Your Truth or Mine by Tricia Sakleja, read by Avita Jay and Homer Toddywala with Kristen Atherton.
Roy. Sunday, the 6th of December. London. Nothing has changed, but everything is different. I am standing here, in my beautiful kitchen, watching my beautiful wife cook what smells like an incredible breakfast, and I know nothing has changed. I watch her move, measuring, stirring, distractedly dipping her little finger in the batter to taste it, then wincing and snatching it back when she realizes she miscalculated the temperature. She's lost in her thoughts. Earphones plugged in, moving to a soundless beat, pausing every couple of minutes to sip her coffee. I wonder what she's listening to. It must be something upbeat. Peppy, I decide. I lean forward to try and decipher the hum that escapes her earphones, and it surprises me how long I take to recognize the song. Way Back Into Love. Our song. I remember listening to this years ago. Both of us still innocent and desperately in love, cramped together on the narrow bed in her room, each with one earphone plugged in, the one on the right hearing the vocals and the one on the left hearing the beats, singing along, trusting that love alone would be enough to hold it all together. We were so naive. So stupid. Despite the warmth of the kitchen, I shiver. I force myself back to the present and gear myself up for what is to follow. Mia looks happy, relaxed. I walk up to her and wrap my arms around her, burying my face in her neck, smelling her hair, letting her blissful oblivion envelop me, a momentary shield against the storm that is about to rip through my life.
Roy?
Mia calls out from the kitchen.
Who is it, Roy?
I hear the scramble of footsteps as Mia rushes into the hallway to investigate. Her meddling buys me some time to compose myself and, just this once, I'm truly grateful for her interference in anything and everything that goes on in my life. She cranes her neck to look past me into the front porch, and I realize I've only opened the door a fraction. I relax my grip on it, turning to look at Mia as I take a small step back. She looks terrified.
What? What's happened? Is it Mummy? Adi? What's wrong?
She's panicking, of course. She's done this before, I think, and I am hit with the sudden urge to protect her.